This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
And, like, as a singer, like, I think the introduction, like, this is Gerald LaVert's daughter.
That's what it is, because they're ready to criticize you. Honestly, though,
yeah,
that's really what it is.
They are putting you on a certain scale, and then you gotta live up to it. But first of all, I did see videos of you singing and stuff, and you could really sing. So,
I'll be trying.
But it is trying to always, like, there's, of course, that last name is just holds so much weight, which is great. But then it is also trying to always, I would assume, like, try to match up to it,
yeah,
or keep up to it.
They try to, you know, people try to compare you and think that you're going to be just as great as them. Sometimes you're not, you know, or sometimes you are, like, in that space.
When did you find out you were going through menopause? Because going through it at your age is not normal. Is that correct?
It's not normal at all.
Okay.
It's very, very rare. It could be a genetic thing, but we don't know. I found out for, like a doctor told me that I was going through menopause was in early this year, January.
Oh, damn.
But I tried to go through IVF like a year and a half ago. And the doctor told me, she couldn't tell me for sure that I was going through menopause, but she was like, I'm pretty sure you went through menopause.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
What's up, Gabies? We are taking over Miami in May, and we want y'all to party with us.
That's right. Get ready for one of the biggest black prides in the country, Magic City Miami Fest.
Listen, we have an open bar yacht party full of ladies from all over the world.
I'm talking about, this is something you do not want to miss, so book your flight now. Get your tickets now before the prices go up.
So make sure to meet us in Miami, May 15th to the 18th.
Hey, it's the class of 2025, y'all. What a time to be alive. We going to Miami to celebrate Pride, baby.
And don't forget, we got the legendary Wet Her Day party and so much more.
Get your tickets today, MagicCityMiami.net.
Let's go!
Hey!
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt the Most Lit.
What's up? It's your girl DJ Excel.
And this is...
The No Homo Show.
Where everything we talk about...
is homo as f***.
Gay.
I thought you was in a boxing match,
Welcome
girl.
To the gun show. Yo, oh, that's good out of day. What's up, Gabies, man? Welcome back to your favorite show, The No Homo Show. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, comment, turn your post notifications on. Whatever you got to do to make sure you always get the newest episode.
Yeah, you know you can listen to us on our podcast. Put them headphones on while you at work. And shout out to everybody locked in with our Patreon. If you have not checked out our Patreon, become a member. There's 3 different tiers. One, you will even be invited to our in-studio, you know, live recording. So there's a lot on there. Go check out the benefits and lock in with us.
Come on, benefits.
Come on.
Hey, she gonna sell it to y'all every time. I don't know what y'all waiting on.
I ain't selling nothing.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
I'm just saying for
real. Your shit.
No, I'm just saying really there's a lot of stuff there.
She got that ponytail in today and she in her motherfucking bag. Yeah, get it to it. All right, y'all. We back at it with another banger today. I'm gonna get into our special guests in the building, okay? So look, today's special guest was coming by to talk about a whole lot of gay shit is an artist, production manager, executive producer, and all-around force to be reckoned with. Whether she's serving looks, creating culture, or just bringing pure, unfiltered queer energy, she does it all with style and confidence. As the daughter of the late and great Mr. Gerald LaVert, she carries on a powerful legacy while breaking boundaries and building community. Gabies, please welcome to the No Homo Show, Carlicia LaVert!
Yay!
Okay, I need you to
do this. Listen, I need you to do all my intros. Okay,
you be busy, so know, I'll try to keep up with you, but you come know what on. I'm saying? I'll be there when you need me.
That's
welcome
crazy.
To the show.
Thank you. Thank I you appreciate it.
We f with you.
Yeah. With y'all straight up, yeah, like
such
y'all,
a sweet person, bro.
I appreciate you.
That's so
thank
sweet.
You.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
That's my dog. I really with you. Like, you could just, like, some people energy is like you can just tell when it's pure and it's genuine. You feel me?
That's a fact.
And then we've been bumping into each other for years and we just get a little closer and closer over the years. So, I'm glad to have you up here at the No Homo
yeah.
Show.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here for real. Yeah. I really, you know, I've been wanting to be on the show for a minute, so I'm glad that. Schedules finally aligned,
yes,
and we're here. Part. So, yeah,
that part. Well, listen, how we kick off our show is with a game called Skittles and Riddles. Of course, it's a gay game. So, if you get the riddle wrong, you're going to have to take a shot.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get it wrong. I'm going to get it wrong.
All right. In that Skittle bag, there is a Skittle. If you call it an Easter egg, you're wrong. All right.
If wait, hold up. If
just,
I go-
just grab the Skittle. Right. Just grab the Skittle.
If you call it an Easter egg, you're
I'm
wrong.
I'm tired of y'all. It's not an Easter egg. It's a Skittle.
It's a
you
Skittle.
Going, you going orange on orange? Okay.
This is a Skittle.
Yeah.
Hello?
We got to put S's on it. That's the only thing
we
missing.
We on a budget, sis.
It's clearly a Skittle, you know?
All right, so there's a gay riddle in there. Read it out loud. And if, like I said, if you get it wrong, you got to take a shot. We'll try to help you out, right. though.
Think gay. The answer is
okay.
Gay.
Why don't lesbians play Monopoly?
Damn.
Why don't lesbians play Monopoly?
That's fucked up, first of all.
I know, that's really crazy.
I play Monopoly all the fucking time.
Like,
so
who the fuck don't play Monopoly?
Who, why don't lesbians play Monopoly? They don't play Monopoly because I don't fucking know. They play Monopoly. They do.
That is not your answer. You know that's
that
not
the crazy.
Answer.
I ain't never.
You being too politically correct.
Right, you know that's
why
not the answer.
Why don't they play Monopoly?
Think something gay.
Think something gay. Shit. Maybe because you gotta go two rounds before you move in.
It should be that answer.
I feel like I tried to play Monopoly as a kid and it ain't registered to me.
No, I didn't hit the same. You feel me?
That's, what number
that's a
is that?
Game.
This is number, let's see.
You don't got no guess?
Number three.
In Monopoly, do you build a family? Or not really?
No, I think you like
you don't build a family.
You build,
no.
You buy houses and you build wealth and stuff.
I haven't played Monopoly in so long.
You talk about life.
Yeah,
ooh,
that's how
about life.
That's how I was thinking. Yeah. All right, I'm ghetto, so... Yeah,
why don't lesbians? Because it's only one P.
What?
It's only one cat.
Need multiple P's.
And I don't know what's up with being a cat.
I'm going to go back to the cat. All right.
What number did you say it was?
Three. It's three.
I don't have one. This is
three.
Oh, my bad.
Ooh, that's shady.
What it say?
Because they refused to pay rent when they already moved in on the second date.
That was kind of close, though.
That was pretty close, but it was also wrong.
Damn. All right.
It was wrong. Take that shot. Make sure y'all get y'all No Homo
These are
Show
cute.
Shot glasses.
Thank
yeah.
you. That's for you, too.
I like
yep.
this.
Make sure y'all get y'all shot glasses at NoHomoShow.com. Salud to you. Oh, yeah, water.
That's
what? Oh, yeah, water.
Yeah, I'm thirsty.
You got it wrong, too. You don't got to take a shot. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, we've been...
the crazy thing is we've been sober all year.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're on even like at first Friday, you celebrated your birthday with us. Yeah.
Yes.
We've been sober
you had a good
all
time?
Year.
I had a great time. Yeah. Like, y'all showed a lot of love. We had a blast.
That's
I don't
great
even...
Up.
I didn't know that I got drunk until I got back to my Airbnb and I was like, oh, I'm drunk.
Oh,
I was drunk as hell.
Did you see videos from like
I saw videos. Bruh, I'm trying to be a little bit more politically correct on my social media little bit.
Yeah.
Because too many people follow me and I couldn't post half of them. Because I was like, damn, like I was really in. My mom was in my section.
Really?
Yeah, she had to turn her head while I was getting whipped. It was insane. It was a lot going on.
Yeah, we
that
did have like
over.
A fetish type party.
Yeah,
and it was a blast. But I can say, I said before, on my birthday, I hated seeing my tags the next day because you just reminded me how lit I was.
Listen.
So, but that, yo, you... it looked like y'all had a great time and y'all was living it up. So thank you for partying with us.
Yeah.
First of all.
Thank
y'all.
You had a good time.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. 35, that was a big, that's a big year. Yeah, it made sense.
Yeah, that's what's up. As it should. Okay, where else you gonna party at?
Okay.
You better party with us. When you see you, come see us. Okay, make your rounds. Make sure you come see us too. Okay,
always.
Great. Thank you, thank you. All right, so let's get into your coming out story.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's a whole lot of gay shit we're gonna get into it today.
Okay.
And we're gonna start with your coming out story next. So let us know who, when, where, how, where was it for you coming about that closet?
What's up, gabies? Look, have y'all stopped and looked at our Patreon yet?
Listen, we offer so much more content, ad-free content, the full episodes, behind the scenes, an exclusive playlist, chat rooms, and so much more.
Yeah, it goes down over there, and we are so much more personable over there. We chat with y'all, we do live sessions with y'all, so stop what you're doing right now before the episode and go sign up for our Patreon right now.
Patreon.com/SendOnAHomoShow. Let's go!
Hold on, gay shit.
Okay, so I've been gay for since I was can remember, but coming out was really hard for me because my mom, it was hard for her. Like she, at first I was in college, I was a sophomore, and my mom called me one day and she was like, you're not talking, I went to Spelman. And so she was like, you're not talking to any boys at Morehouse, da, da, da. And I was like, look, I said, mom, I think I might like girls. And she was like, no, the hell you don't. Like, she literally told me no. She was like, your dad is probably turning in his grave. Was, like, really bad. It was pretty bad. And it hurt me. And so I was very in the closet for a long time after that. I was 17 or 18 when that happened. And then a couple years later, I had a girlfriend. My mom found out. It was really bad because I left college. I was staying with her. And she wanted to kick me out. It was bad. And then I was quiet again about it. And then when I was about 23, I had a girlfriend and I was going through a heartbreak and my mom felt it. And she was like, I know you're dealing with a lot. And I was like, I don't feel comfortable talking to you because I feel like you're going to judge me.
Yeah.
And that put a big wedge in between me and her. And that's my best friend. I'm an only child. So my mother... I'm an only child with my mom.
Yeah.
Right.
That's my best friend. So for us not to have that connection was hard. Mm-hmm. And so that day she was just like, I love you. You are an amazing person. You're very sweet. And you don't do messed up stuff. Mm-hmm. So I want you to feel comfortable talking to me. And that was the day that we finally had a conversation. I told her, I was like, you know, I'm going through a heartbreak. I love her and I want somebody to talk to about it. Mm-hmm. And ever since that day, that's my best friend. My mother literally, like, she knows everything about people that I've dated. I'm very quiet about who I decide to talk to now because I don't want to introduce people to my mom so soon anymore because I was doing it so much.
It's a lesbian.
I was, she met so many girls. I was like, I gotta stop. I gotta start doing that. So, yeah, that's that. And then, but from my dad's side point of view, my dad passed when I was 16. So he wasn't there to, he didn't want me to be gay. He literally told me when I was like 11 or 12 years old, he didn't want me to wear certain things. He was like, don't cry on no girl's shoulder because they gonna try to get you. And I'm like, damn, you don't even know that I actually like girls.
Yeah, what made him say that?
It was a random thing.
Okay.
It was very random. He just said that. But I think also my dad went through some traumatic stuff as well that made him feel that way, you know? So when my family on my dad's side found out, not even my family, because my brother, he's my biggest supporter. He was like one of the first people that like, wouldn't let anybody say anything to me about being gay. But my grandfather, who is also a big name. Yes,
Eddie LaFave.
Yes, yes, yes. I love my grandfather.
In the OJs, right?
Yes.
That's crazy.
He's the lead singer of the OJs.
Yeah.
But it was a process for him. You know, he felt like, that's one of the biggest sins. So he felt like I was ruining the Levert name. Like I was doing something that was just so horrible to our name. And it made me rebel. Like I was a rebel. Like, mm-hmm. I called myself the black sheep of my family, of the Leverts, because I didn't care. Once my mom was cool, I didn't care about nobody else. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? What y'all have to say doesn't matter, because the person that I love the most in this world accepts me.
Right.
And I don't really have to prove anything to anybody else. And I'm a good person. I'm not a bad person. I'm not out here robbing and in jail, and I'm not doing nothing crazy. I'm just loving who I love, and that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And so eventually he came around. It took a while, but yeah. he we don't talk about it, but I introduced him to one of my ex-girlfriends, and he finally was like, take care of her. And the first time he said that, I was like, oh,
we're making progress.
Hey, that's all you guys say, though. I think they need to know, like, we might not have to have a full conversation.
We
if
can
you
agree
don't,
or disagree
right,
on it.
Right. Like, I just still want you to love me and just that's accept it. Me. Like, we don't got to be having full conversations. I don't got to be up on them around you.
That's
like,
it.
I can still respect you if you respect me. You know what I mean?
And that is my biggest thing is, like, I need you to understand, like, I show up as myself all the time. So, and I know how I show up. Mm-hmm. And if you love me with, like, who I am, if you love me, when you meet me, you're going to love me. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, like, I know what I bring to the table, and who I decide to be with or love or spend my life with, that does not have anything to do with you right. or your life and how you decide to live it. Like, this has to do with me. So mm-hmm. let's love each other through all of our faults, because you're not the most perfect person in the world. And I know I'm not the most perfect person in the world, but this has nothing to do with me being who I am.
Right.
Now, if I was fucked up, I get it. Fuck you and you gay? Ugh. But no.
Right.
I'm not. So.
Yeah.
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 Okay, well, let's get into it, because you dropping names up here. And we want people to connect the dots with who you are and how you grew up, because we'll talk about just being like a Nepo baby and being just like queer within the industry today. And also your journey with having menopause mm-hmm. While going through the process of having an IVF.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just start. Like,
she
let's
done
get
put
into,
all
like,
your business out there. Man, it's
we out
here.
There. We're everybody let's know. Go. You feel me? So let's just get into just like your upbringing a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
So where are you originally from?
I was born in Tampa, Florida. I was, my mom moved us to Atlanta when I was 10. Mm. Yeah, so that's where I'm from. My dad's side of the family. My dad is from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, he is. And I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. Listen. We fuck with Mr. Gerald LeVert, Cincinnati. Hey.
You were waiting to say that? She was waiting for you to say
it. They be sleeping on Ohio like we ain't got some legends that's from Ohio, bro.
Ohio has some legends.
Bro, for real.
Okay.
They be sleep. They don't be knowing.
They
do. So I like when I hear that, because people don't be knowing that.
She's like, Tampa, no. Yeah. That's not what I'm looking for.
There it is, Ohio. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where I was born, in Tampa. I grew up, my mom raised me. Mm. My dad was my dad. So any breaks, like if I, Christmas and summers and stuff like that, I spent with my dad or on tour or, you know, just I was a tour baby a lot of the times. I would be on tour with him. And yeah, that's pretty much how I grew up. It was different.
Yeah.
A lot of people ask me all the time. They're like, how is it being Gerald LeVert's daughter?
Right.
And for me, it's a weird question, because this is who I was born into the industry. And I have to explain that to people. Like, my dad didn't get famous after I was born. He was already famous.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My grandfather had been famous. Mm-hmm. So my life worked out the way that it worked out, because this is what I was, this is just what it was, you know, I was born into it. Going to school, yes, I definitely got favoritism. I'm not gonna lie. Like, teachers.
You think your daddy can sign a CD if I give you an A?
Listen,
all right now.
For real.
That's crazy.
That is some real stuff. For like, real. For real. Growing up, you
hey,
know,
it's hard to get them signatures.
Sign a CD
yeah.
is crazy.
Look, they wanna go to a concert. They wanna do, you know, whatever. Or they just want to have the recognition of being your teacher and for your dad to know.
Right.
Like, yeah, I was her
She's
teacher.
She's in my class.
Yeah, no, bro. It's one of my brightest stars. They used to say that about you. One of my brightest stars.
Listen, wow. Straight up. So, yeah, that was That was something that was a thing, but I didn't realize it was a thing till I was an adult, you know?
Yeah.
Because it, for me, it was just, that normal. Was normal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had that. And then being around celebrities as a growing up was a, like, these are my aunties and uncles. Yeah. These are my cousins. These are people that I grew up with. So they're like, most people who are like, oh my gosh, you hang out with this person or you know this person. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't see... When we are hanging out together or we're doing something, it's just like your family. They are wild as hell. They're crazy as hell. Mm-hmm. They get on my nerves just as bad as your aunties and uncles get on your nerves. Yeah. Like, they're always saying stuff about what I'm doing online. It's always something.
That's why she posts that first Friday.
Right. For real. So, yeah, it's different to other people and in their eyes. But for me, it was always very normal. I went to public school most of my life until I got to high school and I did Sweet 16. I was on the TV show Sweet 16.
That was my shit.
Yeah. It was cool. It was cool until I
hold on. I didn't see your episode, bro. Now I got to go back and look
don't
for
watch
yours.
It. Please.
Who was you on there with? It was
whatever
just you?
Yeah, it was just me.
What season was it?
It was the second season.
Is that when Regine was on there or was that before?
No, so they had like one celebrity kid each season.
Yeah.
The first season was CeeLo's daughter.
Okay, I remember her.
The second season was me.
Okay, okay.
And then I think the third season was like Aaron Reed was like L.A. Reed's son and Tiana Taylor and them.
I'm going back to watch your ass.
So, so how was life after that?
I had to go to private school.
Wow.
I had to go to private school after that. I was in private school before that. My mom put me in private school right before I did the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. It was interesting to say the least because my dad passed away a year after the show aired.
Oh, okay.
So I was 15 years old when I did the show. I was supposed to be 16, but I was 15.
Ooh.
Right. And then a year later, my dad passed away.
Mm.
So dealing with people knowing who you are, people knowing like, oh, she just did this show. You have like young people, like celebrities like Keke Palmer and all these people are my friends at this time because I had just did a show. So they knew they had watched the show and all these things.
Mm.
And then my dad passes away. Mm. And I'm like, it was so much. I couldn't really process my dad's death. I really couldn't grieve in peace. Mm-hmm. There was no, like, it was a very different type of transition into nobody really knowing who you are unless they know your last name.
Right.
To people know who you are. Your dad passed away. I want to, you know, just, it was a lot.
Yeah.
And this one, MySpace and Twitter was like popping then. Mm. So it was a
the
lot.
OG
it was
Twitter.
And then, I could imagine that being overwhelming.
Oh my gosh, girl. I got to know people, celebrities, and just people around me, their true colors. And that was the hardest thing I've ever dealt with is realizing that when your dad is here, people are gonna treat you like no other. Like, and I see that even with my friends who are celebrity kids, like their parents are still here, most of them, and they get treatment. I saw it last night. I was at a game and like Dwayne Wade and his son was at the game. And when Dwayne Wade was there, his son was getting, you know, but once Dwayne Wade left, it was like, who are you? That's crazy. And I saw it. And when your dad is not here at all, you get treated very differently. And that was a big reality check for me because I was like, damn, like, okay, like, I see you don't really give a fuck who I am. Like, even if I grew up with you and I called you my uncle or I called you this, it doesn't matter because he's not here anymore because there's nothing y'all could do together. So I don't really matter that much.
No opportunities in that relationship.
They trying to get close to you to get close to your dad.
Yeah. And not even get close to me. They were close with my dad.
Yeah.
So once he was gone, it was like, I don't really have a real connection with you. So I'm not trying to savor that connection that I did thought that was there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
There are some people that are not like that. There are some people that I do want to say, like Monique, the comedian. Like, she was somebody that stayed in my life that helped me through that time so, so, so much.
Shout out to Monique.
As a celebrity. And there's a couple more people, but she was somebody that I can say that really showed up for me.
That's and sure. Your pops, he passed away at a young age. Yeah. Passed away before his own dad.
Yes.
So just for people who may not be aware, how did he pass away and how old was he?
My dad was 40.
Young.
And he passed away from a accidental overdose. So my dad, he like dealt with diabetes. He had like, he had tore his Achilles tendon. So he had like a whole lot of medications that he was on to for pain and just different things like that. And one day he took two of the wrong medications at the same time. Mm. And that caused him to have a seizure. And nobody knew, because my dad, he would go up in his room and close the door, and that means do not bother him. Mm-hmm. But he had a studio session the next day. And my cousin and my cousins were living with him. So they went, when he didn't come out of the room, they went to go check on him, you know, knock on the door. He wasn't answering. So somebody went in and he was, you know, he had already been passed away probably, I don't know when. But yeah, so that's what happened.
You know, it's crazy. My sister was sick and she had a whole lot of medication. And like, she did not know when to take what not to mix, you know. And luckily, my cousin was a nurse. So she really helped her through it because she worked on that unit. So knew the medication. But it was so crazy that you just take two of the, you know, wrong pills or something. Like, I seen how easily it could have been for her to take too much or to just be taking something at the wrong time.
Yeah.
So,
and that was his case. And he was the thing is, like, it was so out of nowhere. Like, no, he wasn't like a drug addict. He didn't like smoke weed. He didn't do drugs or nothing like that. So it was just very like, damn, this is the way. Like, we thought about suing the doctor.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, did y'all sue for that? Because where was the instructions?
Yeah, because his doctor, he was Gerald LaVert. Like, they're not going to, like, tell you can't have the medication that you're supposed to have, like, or not, you know, instruct you on what.
You.
Yeah, they're not going to, because they're going
to
be like, oh, you're hurting here? Like, let me give you this, let me give you that. And that's what happened. You know, that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely sorry to hear about that. Y'all name, legacy forever lives on. And I do remember, like, I was young as shit when it happened. But I remember my family members were, like, really big fans of him. So when it happened, I felt like that was so random. And then I was like, I never, like, heard of too many celebrities back then passing away. And then it was like he passed away, like, I remember it wasn't like he got murdered or nothing like that crazy. But, like, I remember it being, like, a natural thing. So I was like, wow, that's just really crazy and random.
Now, yeah. when you grow up as an adult, you're like, damn, 40 is so young.
I'm 5 years away from that. I think about that all the time. I'm like, damn, my dad passed away so young, and I'm almost at his age when he passed away. I was 16 when he passed away. So it's just really, it's a mind fuck. Yeah. For real. It really is.
No, so, but, well, also, just growing up as a Nepo baby, who, just name drop, like, who are some people that you grew up around? Because I know you just said earlier, like, you were around, like, celebrities and, you know what I'm saying, kid stars and stuff like that. So just...
Yeah, I mean, grew up around... I was mainly around, like, okay, celebrities. Let's see.
She's trying to be so humble with it. Look.
Oprah! Let's see.
I was around, like, Keith Sweat. Yes. His kids, like,
what, a real nigga, bro.
It's mostly celebrity kids, you know. But celebrities, like, you know, Patti LaBelle,
come
and
on, Patti,
these
auntie.
People, Bobby Brown, yes. And
that seemed like a fun party, boy.
Yeah, it was like, you know, like, random people, like Kim Whitley, Omarosa, Lisa Rae.
Yeah, it's like the 90s. I just smell the 90s right now.
Yeah, Coogee
sweaters. You know, I'm just seeing it right now. Doing the one little dance and shit. Like, I'm just seeing it. The 90s was my vibe, bro.
Yeah, it was
like,
those are like the older people from my dad's generation, but like kid wise, like it was like me, like Teyana Taylor, Kiki Palmer, Tiffany Evans. These are the people those were my crew. Mm-hmm. Those are my people. Like, what is it? What is, I can't even think. Diddy's son name?
Christian, Justin. King, what's the other one?
Christian Justin is one.
What's the Albie Shore son?
Yeah.
What's his name? I'm missing.
Why can't I even think? That's bad. Cause we don't hang out anymore.
Christian Justin and gonna bother me because I know his fucking name.
Damn. I can't even think
Quincy.
Of his
name.
Quincy. Yes. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my yo. Quincy, Aaron Reed, all the people that were on Sweet 16, like those people. Those
the
were
franchise.
Yeah. Yeah. We grew up together.
Is being like Nepo, is that a okay thing to be considered? To you?
Because they hate y'all. They be hating on Nepo.
No, but I'm just
saying,
just calling somebody a Nepo.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
Oh, it's like...
What is nepotism?
Nepotism. Yeah, like someone whose bloodline is linked to fame or riches, and they come up under their name, so they automatically are born into fame and riches in a different type of lifestyle.
Okay.
And then they say, like, y'all get, like, special treatments and get boosted up. And
maybe if I really understood what the term was, mm-hmm. it probably would bother me, but it doesn't because I don't really understand
it. Like, I know that is.
It's just, you know, you've been, what's his name? Basketball player.
Bruh.
LeBron Bronny. James, how his
He's
son,
a Nepo baby.
How his son is in the NBA now, and
because of what.
Yeah.
But the thing is, okay, let me say this: a lot of people. That's why I'm writing a book. It's called Embrace Your Journey, because a lot of people think that because your parents or whoever is a celebrity or they are all of these things, that it automatically puts you in the position to do what they do or what you want to do. It automatically puts you in that position. The way this world works, that is not the truth. Like, it's not. Like, if you don't have the talent, if you don't have the drive, if you are just, like, lazy as fuck and you just, you know, whatever, it's not going to work out for you the way that everybody thinks it might work out for you.
Yeah.
Me, I wanted to be a singer for a very long time because this is what I grew up on. I could sing. I was like, oh, this is, you know, this is, hello, doors open. This is what I can do. No, that is not the case, because if I don't put in the work that my dad put in, and a lot of our parents, they're not going to open the door for you. They're not going to just do it because they like, you know what the hell I had to go through to get here? You think I'm going to just let you walk in and do whatever? No, they're not going to do that. So it depends on how you're using the term. Like if you're saying, oh, this person is a celebrity kid and they may have grown up a little different than you and they got to be introduced to things that a lot of people haven't been able to. Yes. Mm-hmm. If you say like, oh, things are easier for them because this is their parent. Mm-hmm. That is for me.
Yeah.
Personally, that is not the truth.
Yeah.
And even with like other celebrity kids that I know, that's why I'm, you know, I'm trying to do a show. I'm trying to like, show that, because all of my friends, like Nia Riley, Tweet's daughter, all of us, all of these celebrity kids, like we want to tell our story, because at the end of the day, it's like a lot of people think one thing, but that's just not the case. Like it's really not.
We need that show.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I'm thinking about, I mean, I've talked to all of them. Everybody's down. We got, I got freaking, Biggie's daughter, like all of these people that are down for the cause, but we just have to, I just got to make it right. It can't just be anything.
Yeah. And like as a singer, like I think the introduction, like this is Gerald LaVert's daughter.
They're ready to criticize you, honestly, though.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
They are putting you on a certain scale and then you got to live up to it. But first of all, I did see videos of you singing and stuff, and you could really sing. So,
I'll be trying.
But it is trying to always, like, there's, of course, that last name is just holds so much weight, which is great. But then it is also trying to always, I would assume, like, try to match up to it, yeah, or keep up to
they,
it.
They try to, you know, people try to compare you and think that you're going to be just as great as them. Sometimes you're not, you mm-hmm. know, or sometimes you are, like, in that space, like, mm-hmm. being mm-hmm. a singer, like, you know, or a songwriter or anything like that. Like, it's just not your calling, but because your parent does it, you feel like that's your calling.
Yeah.
I thought that for a very long time. I wanted to be in the limelight and I wanted to be a singer, but that's not what my calling was. I found other things that I love, but it didn't come till later in life because in my mind, I'm like, shit, like my daddy a singer, I'm about to be a singer, you know? Right. And that's just not what I fell in love with eventually. I fell in love with TV and film. Mm-hmm. That's what I felt. I didn't even know I was going to fall in love with it.
That's great.
But when I did it, I was like, I'm good at this. I'm good at math. Like, yeah. let me put all this together and figure out how I could be a fucking boss in this industry.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
All right. So we also know that one of your best friends is Miss Raven Simone. Mm-hmm. Simone Ye. Did she say her name was Simone Ye?
Simone.
Simone. People don't know that. Did you know that?
Not the way you said it.
Simone?
Simone.
Okay.
Simone.
Yeah, we didn't know that. Okay. So that's one of your best friends. So just talk about how did you meet Raven?
Interesting story. I met her. We were at a Christmas party at Kim Whitley's house.
Come on, name drop.
Kim Whitley is a comedian, if y'all don't know. Mm-hmm. They did a movie Living together.
Hmm? She did Living Single?
I don't think she was on Living Single.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
He may have, I don't know. Okay. But they were in a movie together called...
Come on, best friend.
Look, come on now. Look, I don't remember. They were in the movie.
Yeah. Listen.
Damn. Okay.
Oh, my fault.
No, they were in the movie together, and Kim had a Christmas party, and Raven was there, and I went. And I saw Raven, and she looked like a straight boy. Like, I was probably 17, and she had on, like, sweat. She looked like a stud. Yeah. And I walked in the kitchen. I asked Kim, because I call her my other mama. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is that Raven Simone? And she was like, yeah. I was like, okay. I just could not believe it. Because I was like, damn.
Off. Your gator went off.
It went off. It was like, she's gay. But she wasn't out. She wasn't out. Nobody knew she was gay at this point. She was very in the closet. And we started talking, and we instantly connected. And it was around her birthday. So she invited me to her birthday party the next day. And when I went, as soon as she saw me, she greeted me like we were like best friends. Like, it was like, she was like, oh my God. She came and sat on my lap and all types of stuff. And I was like, okay, this is different.
She knew you was gay too. She was like,
right.
Her gator went up as well.
But yeah, she ended up inviting me. She was coming to Atlanta to work, and she invited me over to her hotel when she came out here. I went over there, and our connection and our story just like went on from there. It was very organic. In the beginning, I had a crush on her.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, was it like...
For me.
Okay.
Come on now. I had a crush.
Okay. Like, stud? You like stud?
I didn't know she was a stud.
You know that song? Is that a stud over there? I had a crush. Okay. And that dissolved pretty quickly because we realized that we were a lot alike.
Okay.
And when I say a lot, like we, growing up, we were wild. We were wild. So we just connected, and I ended up, when I was 25, I ended up being her assistant for a little bit. Mm. And that made our connection even stronger because we lived together for like 3 years. And yeah, she's the reason why I'm in TV and film. And I tell her this to this day, like, wow. I would not have found my passion if it wasn't for her giving me the opportunity to work with her and actually work at The View, work at Raven's Home, all of these things, and learn production. I would not have known that I loved it so much. And she's the reason why I do it today. And I love her. That is my best fucking friend. Like, when I say this girl has, like, been through the wire with me, she threw my 25th birthday. Mm. And for her to show up on my 35th birthday and tell me, like, I'm going to fly out there. I'm going to be there, whatever you need. And she took care of me all weekend. Like, she is a true, like, true friend. Like, and I love her to death. And yeah, that's sorry. That's
all
my
best
baby.
Friends can't be Raven Simone, bitch. I'm about to cuss my best friends
grateful.
Out.
She
I'm about
grateful.
To cuss them bitches out. Y'all bitches ain't take care of me during my birthday weekend.
People be flying out of country for her
nah,
ass.
They
you
really
see,
do. They
she
really
ungrateful.
Do.
You see what I'm saying?
I want to ask you, like, when y'all met, were y'all already out the closet, both of y'all? And if not, like, did y'all ever confide in,
yeah.
in that?
How yeah, we that? Did. We did. We weren't out the closet. I wasn't. She wasn't. And one night we were at the hotel. This was when she flew to Atlanta. And we just talked. And she was like, I think I said to her, I was like, yeah. No, I don't remember. I don't know if it was me or her that said, yeah, I like girls or something like that. And I was young as fuck. This is so funny what this conversation was. And she was like, yeah. She was like, I'm not, it's not a boy or something like that. She tried to make it like it wasn't.
Like she's into
and I was
somebody,
like,
but.
Oh, you like girls.
Yeah, right.
And she was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, but you know, nobody knows or whatever. And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And that's how we came out to each other. We both told each other at the same time.
Yeah.
And then eventually she finally came out to the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was really a cool transition to see and watch her actually go through her transition of like coming out slow, more of who she is.
Right.
Because at first she was just, you know, coming out to the world, but it wasn't like who she was. She was just telling people like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was honest about it, but then it became who she is. Like right. she lives in that, lives in her truth, and she doesn't care. And that's the biggest thing that I respect about her is because she taught me to do that. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a no label. She calls me a switch. She does. She calls
you
me.
You are a switch, though.
Yes. And
hold up, I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about ShopStarship.com.
Yes, y'all. Listen, we always talking about Starship, and we gonna keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to the website because you're gonna get the top of the top adult toys. All right, you need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or you know, just surprise your girl real quick.
Okay,
you know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
You get 15% off with our code no homo show. 15% off no homo show.
Hope y'all have a good night.
Ow. It teaches me to live in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, she hella cool, and thank you for bringing her outside. I was like, yo, I can't believe, like, Atlanta just is amazing to me. Like, the way I've crossed paths with so many people that I would never think I would even be in the same room with. Like, even just meeting you, like, what are the odds that I would grow up and meet Gerald LaVert's daughter. Like, that's so random to me.
And funny, I think
we met at like the Wet Her party. Do you remember that when interviewed you?
Yeah, I remember that.
So, and at that time, let's talk about like just your health and like your weight loss journey, because at that time we met you with, that was like 2019.
Yeah, I sure thought you was a different person.
I know.
Yeah, because the transition was.
Yeah,
you did that. You ate that up.
Yeah. I was. Ugh.
It's all right, girl.
Going through, when I look back at how big I was and just different things like that, like, I was always a confident girl, like, always. I didn't care what I wore. I was always confident. But when I look back, I don't even notice. I feel like I don't know who I am at that time, who I was. I had the gastric sleeve, so I had surgery to lose weight because it was very hard for me to lose weight. I would go to the gym. I would, you know, I did a lot. I was on a lot of diets. I did a whole bunch of shit. And just, it was hard. It was really hard. And I realized I had a problem with food. Like, I love food, you know,
it was an issue.
Yeah. It was an issue for me. So I decided to go. I researched a doctor for a couple of years and I decided to do the gastric sleeve. And it was the best decision I ever made in my entire life. It showed me, not only it made me feel better, like, I was able to walk without breathing all hard and, you know, just different things like that. But also, like, it showed me a different part of life. Like, the girls that was coming for me.
I'm fucking weak. Say, oh, now you're pretty well because I'm skinny now.
Okay, this is a different, like, I thought I was pulling them before. But when I lost, and my smallest, I think the smallest I got was like 140. And I'm like 40 pounds heavier than that right now.
Where were you at, though, when you started, too?
What,
so we can just weight loss journey.
I was like 280 something pounds.
Oh, so you lost like 100 pounds.
Yeah, I lost over 100 pounds. I was, my heaviest was 282.
Why are you trying to bring up your past like that?
No, it's okay. I'm cool. It's cool. And I got down to 140. I didn't like how I looked then because I felt like I looked like a skeleton. So I was like, I need to gain a little bit of weight. But now I done gained too much and I'm trying to go back down. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Girl, we all there with it, all right?
Listen.
We had somebody up here that had the gastric sleeve and he said he get full off of a peanut. Is that true?
When you first...
He did just get it, didn't he? I think he did recently...
When you first get it, it's hard to eat. Like, you get full off of like a half of, like, one slice of pizza, barely. You can't really eat the whole thing. Now I can eat way more than I used to be able to eat.
Yeah.
As time goes by, you have to like really take care of your body, make sure you don't eat crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can gain weight again very quickly.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought it was like a permanent thing. Like,
it's not. Okay. It's not permanent unless you take care of yourself. No. So I learned this. I thought that if you like, cause you get full very quickly. Yeah. That's why. Mm-hmm. So your stomach is small, so you get full quick. But I thought that you are stretching out your stomach when you eat more when you're full. But that's not the case. It's just, it's a normal, like, I don't know. The doctor told me, like, it depends on what you're eating and what you're putting. Like, if you're eating a whole bunch of fried foods and shit like that, that's going to put fat on you. Right. Like, you're not stretching out your stomach, but you're gaining fat. So that's just what the doctor told me recently. And I thought I was just stretching out. I was like, my stomach getting big again.
Right.
But that's not the case.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, you said he got full of a peanut. I was up here dying. Okay. So since we're talking about health, let's get into your journey with going through menopause and IVF. Okay. So first and foremost, when did you find out you were going through menopause? Because going through it at your age is not normal. Is that correct?
It's not normal at all.
Okay.
It's very, very rare. And also, it could be a genetic thing, but we don't know. I found out for a doctor told me that I was going through menopause was in early this year, January.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
But I tried to go through IVF like a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And the doctor told me she couldn't tell me for sure that I was going through menopause, but she thought, she was like, I'm pretty sure you went through menopause. But she couldn't tell me for sure. I started having symptoms about 4 or 5 years ago.
And what are the symptoms?
Oh my gosh.
Hot flashes. I heard about them.
When I say hot flashes, like I was dating somebody, I would go to sleep, wake up, and my whole side of the bed would be full of like water. Mm-hmm. My whole body would be, and it would be random times we would be out, and I would just be like, is nobody else hot? Like I would be sweating. Everything was just hot.
Damn.
But I thought it was because I was like
hot
big.
Ass bitch. Like, I'm playing. I'm fucking with you.
No, I thought it was because I was fat. Okay. Honestly, I was like, oh.
Man, but that's funny.
For real, I did. I thought it was because I was just going through, I was unhealthy.
But you wasn't even fat, though.
I was at that time.
No, she said 5 years ago.
Oh, I thought you said
4 or 5 years ago.
I thought you were the menopause in January.
No, I found out for sure January. But I didn't know that's what it was. This started like 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Yeah. So I thought it was just because I was unhealthy.
Yeah.
And then my period went away. Like I didn't have a cycle at all. And I was like, it started getting like irregular. And I'm like, what is happening? But I didn't care because I was like, I don't have a period. I ain't gonna lie.
And for real, that is a sign that your body's going through something. But I ain't gonna lie, I think every one of us could be all right with missing a month or two.
You'll be all right until you realize that it affects you having a child.
Right.
If you wanted to, because I've always wanted to have a child since I was little. Mm. So when I found out that was like affecting my like reproductive system and like trying to have a baby.
Got you.
It was the most emotional, like the most devastating thing that I ever heard. Like I was crying so much because I was like, that's all I want. I want a baby. Like I want to have a child. Like you're trying to tell me that I can't have a child with my own eggs, like, because I don't have a period. I have a low AMH, which is like your egg reserve. And that's what the doctor told me. She was like, it's very slim to no chance for you to have a baby. And it's even harder when you're a lesbian because you're not just out here having sex unprotected. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not out here just having sex, period, mm-hmm. with a man to mm-hmm. try.
Well, some...
stay on like the menopause for a second. First of all, I appreciate you speaking up on that because you joking when she really going through it.
Oh, is it like a bad thing? I thought it was natural, but I get it because you're trying to have a baby.
Not
I'm sorry.
Natural.
It's not natural.
At 50.
That's what I just said. I said it's not natural because of your age. So I'm not laughing at you.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry. I'm ignorant. Right. My bad. All
right. It's good that you're speaking up because although it isn't natural, there's somebody else going through it most likely. You know what I mean? So So you like your sex drive and all that?
Oh my gosh. I don't have a sex drive.
Still. Okay. So,
menopause?
Yes.
Once you go through menopause, like, is it like, I don't want to sound uneducated, but like, even with the heat flashes, is that something continuous or is it like a time frame?
You can go through you can have periods of hot flashes from 7 to 10 years. Like you can have hot flashes for a very long time. And they could come periodically. Like I still get hot flashes every now and then.
Okay.
But then the sex drive is that started affecting me maybe about a couple of years ago. It's the worst feeling ever when I used to be a very sexual person.
Yeah.
Like, extremely sexual.
We heard all them girls. All them girls you was introducing to your mama.
First of all, that is wild because somebody just told me somebody called me a hoe recently.
That's wild.
And I was like, yeah, they might have known me in my 20s.
Yeah, because
I
was crazy.
But I'm definitely not a hoe anymore because I don't even got a hoe.
That's crazy.
So how do you deal with relationships like that?
I have to have a conversation with them. I'm very transparent. Normally, people want to talk to me because of my personality and who I am. It's not about anything else, normally, you know. But then there's also people who want to just have sex. And I'm not led by sex at all. So, anymore. Because
back in the day,
I told you I was a hoe in my 20s.
Clear that up. Okay.
I changed. And this was a big driving factor of that change. I'm not even going to lie. But
so you would have still been outside.
I may have still been outside. But
guys, no, that's horrible.
Damn, right. Look. Oh, yeah, that's right. So bad. Mom, don't watch this. Yeah, so I have to have a conversation and just let them know, like, I went through menopause. I am working through my hormones and trying to, you know, help my sex drive. Most people that I date or talk to, they understand that. And plus, I don't really be just trying to have sex with people anymore at my age. I've really slowed down a lot. So if I'm talking to somebody or dating someone, it's a conversation. And I lead with it. I'm very honest. Like, I tell people, I'm like, look, if you're trying to, I'd be tired. My body is going through what a 50-year-old body's supposed to go through.
I am
through.
Not horny. I'm saying
so
that right
I just
now.
Let you know. And if I am, if I want it, we need to do it now. Because
right,
I'm
you missed this train.
That's great, because there ain't
it
no guarantee
be
that.
Way. Or two or three, okay?
Oh, my all right, goodness.
So let's say that you don't have, like, a big sex drive. But if your partner wants it, like, is it like no, or is it like, I'm gonna do this for you, but I ain't really into right. it?
The thing is, okay, so
do you
it
still
depends.
Get aroused?
I told y'all I was a switch,
yes.
right?
Yes, come on, switch.
So, do I still get aroused? There's very, it can happen.
It's
it
possible.
Can happen. It's more of a mental, it's a mental thing for me.
Right.
But if someone I'm dating, they want to have sex, and we've been dating for a while, I get off from pleasing, gotcha. You know, as well, right? So I could be pleased or I can please. And if I'm pleasing you and you don't expect for, you know, me to feel any type of way, because it could offend somebody when you're not getting
wet or
moist down there, yeah, okay? Yeah. It could really offend somebody. And I have to tell them, there it's not you.
Yeah.
It's literally, I just don't have the drive. It's not gonna happen. But I can please you all day. Like,
I feel you.
If they wanna have sex, they just gonna have to be the person receiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a real conversation right there too.
Yeah. It's hard to have it sometimes, but I have to have it.
And
I
people probably like, you know, lesbians, they be like, well, I could probably do it. I could probably make you wait.
Oh, no, they think it's a challenge.
You better pause my ass. Listen.
All right, I got something for you. You like, bro, I'm not. You
people
like
be thinking
this.
they really think that, oh, yeah, I'm the person that's going to make you. You're not. I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
You could be the baddest bitch on this earth. You could literally, like, I mean, you could be.
Damn.
It doesn't matter. That's so not what it is. If you can't mentally make me get there, you're not going to make me get there ever.
So you got to know telekinesis if you want to get with Khaleesi, okay?
Sorry.
So I'm glad you said that earlier, because I was wondering, like, what is the relation between menopause and IVF so it interrupts or disturbs your reproduction?
Yes.
Reproductive system.
Yeah.
So we're going through the IVF process. Can you explain to people that might not be familiar with that process what it is, and why did you decide that particular process to conceive a baby?
Yeah. Well, first of all, as a lesbian, it's not. First of all, I'm single. So IVF is the best way for me because I don't have a partner to, you know, do insemination and do that together, because there are ways, like, they have devices where you can go and insert it in you and just buy the sperm and do all of that. Like, there are different ways to have babies. This is not the only way. I have to go through IVF because I have a very low egg count. So IVF gives me a chance to actually grow, like, through IV, I don't know how to explain this shit. When you go through IVF, you're on medication. Right now, I'm on medication. Mm. I am on medication to bring on the cycle because I don't have periods. So I have to take this medication so I can get a period. Once I have my period, I'll start going in for these ultrasounds to where they're going to, and I have to inject myself with these injections that make your follicles big. Your follicles are like egg follicles. Mm-hmm. They make them bigger and they give you more eggs to give you a better chance to actually have a baby. So once I do the injections, I'll do all of that. And then they'll retrieve all of them and try to inseminate it with the sperm and make an embryo. Once they make the embryo, I'm doing a fresh transfer. So they'll insert the embryo right into me so I can be pregnant. There's a way for you to just get your eggs freeze. So once you go through the injections, they'll retrieve your eggs, they'll freeze them. And whenever you're ready to have a baby, you can buy the sperm and then do all of that. Me, I'm trying to get pregnant now. So I'm going straight into it.
Okay. So when you go through menopause, you don't produce eggs anymore.
You can.
Are very, very low.
Yes. The older you get,
right,
your egg reserve drops.
And then, so they're kind of trying to reverse it a little bit.
So okay. I'm doing, a lot of people who go through IVF, they are going through PCOS. They're going through, I don't know the actual term is. Yeah. It's okay. But this is something to where you're producing a whole bunch of estrogen and all of these things. So they grow like hair.
Oh, got you.
In different places. And they have a lot of eggs. And a lot of their levels are different than me. So
not a joke time.
No, a lot.
The girl's job.
So mine's is like the complete opposite. My infertility journey is not as common than most people who are going through infertility because I have to actually get a period. Right. I have to actually like get more eggs. I have to like, mine's is a
it's
lot
a science.
Different.
It's like it a numbers game too. Like when you're about to be on your period.
And yes, it's timing. Yeah. I can't travel at all in April or the end of March because I have to be here. I have to go to appointments like 2 to 3 times a week. No, 2 to 3 times a day.
Okay.
Every
times
day.
A day?
Mm-hmm. For like 12 to 14 days.
Oh, wow. And where are you doing like a sperm bank? Like where is the...
Yeah. So okay. I go to a fertility place called Shady Grove. They're amazing. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. My doctor is amazing. And I got my sperm donor from a sperm bank in California. Mm. But my sperm donor, he's amazing too. He is awesome. So,
you know him personally?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You just met through
that's
the
best
program.
Baby daddy.
You don't even meet him, honestly. Oh, you just you read their profile. They go through vigorous like
background check, health check.
Interview, health check, family health check. You get to know about their family. He has other kids, like with his wife. He has a wife. Mm. He's like, you know, he's
a good
guy.
Man.
He's a good man.
Okay. Hey, yo. Yeah. So like if you went through menopause, but let's say you froze eggs or whatever, you can get pregnant whenever you want. No matter your age, for real. It's really
you want to try to do it, you know, but if your it depends. Like your eggs have to go through a lot of different things. Like if you freeze them, that takes away a lot of the eggs can die off.
Oh, okay.
When they go through certain stages. So no matter how long you keep your eggs, like you can get pregnant. But the older you get, if your uterus has to be healthy. Your levels have to be good. Like you have to be in a good space for you to
old
actually
as fuck.
Have it.
Like, yeah, word. Damn. Yeah.
Not okay. Your word.
Yeah.
But because you don't have to. No, because people are literally, who just had a baby at, they're like 50.
Yeah, you don't have to. You can be 50. Sure. It just, it's really? Higher risk.
No,
and the lower
no, she
chance.
Got pregnant the regular way. I'll talk about somebody that froze their eggs. It was a celebrity.
I know Eve did it. I believe
Janet Jackson did it.
In her book that she did that process.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people doing that process. So, what? All right, raising a kid alone.
Yes.
How do you really feel about that? Like, is that, I don't want to say that your most ideal situation, but like, how it's are not. You going to, you know, explain that to the child? Like, you yeah. know, just the process of having a one parent.
I don't know if I'm going to be raising my child alone, depending on, you know, if I find a partner.
True.
But, you know, I've waited for a very long time before I went through menopause. Mm. I wanted to have a child before that. And I didn't even know that I was going through it. I didn't know that my time was going to be up. Mm. I didn't know that my time was cut short. I didn't know any of that was going to happen. Mm. And I wanted a partner to do it with. Yeah. And I realized, I'm like, shit, I'm 35 and I'm waiting for somebody to be my person, for me to go through and have a baby. And I want a baby for different reasons. I don't want a baby to raise it with someone. I want a baby to feel the same love that I feel with my mother. Mm-hmm. Like the love that I have for my mother, that's my heart. And I want to feel that with a baby. Like I want to have that experience with somebody, you know? And I realized having a partner is not going to give me that. Mm-hmm. That connection is going to come from me and that child. Mm-hmm. So, and I have a wonderful village. I have a wonderful support system.
She got babysitters on.
Listen,
on that's what it sounds like to me.
Okay, I will call all of that's y'all out because y'all all said y'all was gonna be there.
That's you gotta live. She's funny
for real. No, I have a village. So yeah, my child will not be. I will be a single parent, mm-hmm. but I have. They have aunties. They have uncles. They have their grandmother. They have my family, mm-hmm. and they all support me. And everybody wants to see this happen. So. Yeah. I don't feel alone at all.
It's crazy because somebody wrote into the show asking for guidance before and mm-hmm. we kind of answered this, but it's best for you too. They were like, basically, they're around 35, mid-30s, and they want to have a kid. And they're like intimidated by like the dating scene after like being, you know, just having a baby and you being a new mom. Like, are you intimidated by that?
No, because honestly, if somebody, I'm not. It's not even that.
These bitches come to me.
Okay, period.
No, you gotta be secure in who you are. Like, at the end of the day, like, if you are secure in yourself and who you are and what you bring to the table, like, it doesn't matter if you have a baby. It don't matter what time, what year it is. It don't matter. Nothing else matters but the fact that you are who you are and you stand firm in that.
Yeah.
Because that's what attracts people.
That's a fact.
Nothing else matters except, oh, shit, this person is a boss. Mm. This person is going to take care of themselves and they're going to take care of me. Or they're not going to take care of you. I don't know what the hell they're going to do. But whatever works for you, like, you just have to remember that. Like, you know, so don't let that you having a baby and then meeting someone later intimidate you from doing it.
Yeah, I think that's basically what we said, is that you got to hold it down as long as you're not putting your responsibilities on them. And I think it is different. Like, if I seen a girl and she's like, yeah, I got a 1-month-old, I'm like, well, you was just with the baby daddy. But now the communication is like, see, I would have assumed that. I ain't gonna lie.
Communication is key. And if you don't want to sit here and listen to me tell you that what I went through and why I did, why this is happening, then you ain't for me.
Yeah, I would have been way more likely to, like, that would have even bothered me as much as, like, hold on, I ain't,
you,
no,
and you, y'all don't even know. These women... my age, they want a baby and half of them don't want to carry. So they going to be excited.
Mm, okay. That you had our baby for
right,
me.
Come on over here. Carry it. Looks like me too. Come on over here.
I'm going to say that might be, you know, waiting on the other side for you after you have your baby.
So. Look, a lot of these women do not want to carry, okay? They do not. They're like, oh, you going to carry? Yes, I'm carrying my child.
Okay.
And if you come when I'm in the middle of pregnancy or right after I get pregnant, then come on, baby, we can start this family together.
Hey, that might help.
It might work out for you. And I really hope it do work out for you with the whole process. So, like, how long is there a timeline? It's just until it happens?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's I don't know.
Yeah.
I right now I'm hoping to be pregnant by mid-April. Sometime in April. If I'm not pregnant then, it could take another 3 months. You never know. I'm really trying to stop giving myself a timeline because you never know what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm.
So if y'all seen her take a shot or whatever, she's not pregnant yet. All right, y'all, she's
don't
not
be
pregnant.
On that bullshit.
You know, I'm only on the, I'm not on the, like, when I start my injections, that's something I cannot do. That is a big, okay. big no-no. Yeah. I'm not on my injections yet. I don't start that till next week.
Okay, so we outside until then.
Yeah, let's go.
One last rodeo, okay?
Period.
Chitlin circuit, okay?
So if you can, so if you can't get pregnant through IVF, you can still carry somebody else's egg.
Yes, yes. That'll be my next step.
Dang, this is a real process.
Yeah, so if this doesn't work for me next month, once I start my injections and they try to do my egg retrieval, if it doesn't work out that I can use my own eggs, then I will get an egg donor. And that'll be somebody that I don't know as well.
Okay.
So
that is going to be a little Raven Simone running around.
It's like, no.
Carlisi is home. Carlisi is home, okay?
Yeah, that's yeah. funny. So that'll be the next step. If I can't use my own eggs, the thing is, like, I want to use my own eggs so bad.
Yeah.
Because I want the baby to look like me.
Yeah.
Now, if you use an egg donor, that baby could come out looking nothing like
Chinese.
You.
Chinese. Yeah. Got Chinese
look,
baby.
For real.
If my baby came out Chinese, I would love my little Chinese baby, boy.
You gonna love that baby no matter what.
Yeah, he gonna have a black name, like Wu said. Baby gonna have a black name, gonna be Chinese as hell, Tyrone.
Tyrone is disrespectful.
Tyrone Jenkins.
Who's Jenkins?
Smith the third. I don't know. I'm just,
that's not even your last
wanna,
name.
I wanna have a
she ghetto.
That is wild. You gonna have a Chinese baby named Tyrone Jenkins Smith
the
third.
That's a joke Wu baby said, but that's funny. It's
oh,
awesome. All
right. I didn't catch that one.
Yeah, but good luck with the process.
Thank you.
You feel me? You wanna get into it?
Yes. All right, we got a new segment. It's called We Listen and We Don't Judge. All right, this is a safe place to get it off your chest.
Shit.
Something that maybe, you know, your friends, your fans, somebody just might not know about you.
We listen and we don't judge. Okay. Well,
why your friends stand up right when we said it? See, look.
She getting her judge stance.
Look, I had a phase. And I'm not even going to say it's a phase. It was a phase because it's still a thing, possibly. I don't know. Two phases. I'm going to say two things. No, I'm going to say one because I ain't going to say the other one.
You're not going to judge you.
So one of them is...
Look, sis, you just missed out on the tea once again because you're not subscribed to our Patreon. What are you waiting on? Look, right now you should stop what you're doing and go subscribe to our Patreon. That's where you get all of our extended interviews and exclusive content plus so much more. So go sign up today because I want y'all to see all of this. Y'all got to come join us. What's up?
No, so we're really interested in following your journey. We want our audience to follow it. I know a lot of lesbians are even watching this like, oh, I didn't know that was an option. Or like might be going through even menopause or something, not realizing what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we appreciate you sharing your story and definitely want to follow the progress.
Please do.
Yeah.
At Carlisi Levert on Instagram, I am dropping stories. I'm dropping videos of my process and what I'm going through. But also, would love to share it with you and your following and all that stuff. So just let me know.
Yeah, I think that's really dope that you're openly speaking about it. Because it's a journey for sure. Yeah. Everybody's on it with you for real since you're sharing it. But thank you. We appreciate you.
Yes, the No Homo Show.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
Boss Brit. We certified. And DJ XL.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It
prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.